And welcome back, everyone, to Knock High School, where the Knock Knights lead the Ambridge Bridgers here as we are at halftime. It is Knock leading this one 14-0 in a game where really, Dave, they should be up by maybe two more touchdowns. Had a couple of opportunities, but just sort of let it slip through.
A couple passes that should have been caught or could have been caught, or if they would have been caught, would have been touchdowns. It's just a little bit too long, and then they had the ball down on their own goal line and got penalty, got a holding penalty, put them back to the 15, and ended up on fourth and goal from the 15 going for a field goal that kind of never had a chance.
Yeah, Jake Harrett with two touchdowns for Knock. On a four-yard run and an eight-yard run, about less than a minute apart, as Chase Mullen with the fumble recovery in between set up the second one. And Chase having himself a pretty good night so far. He's got a couple of nice catches, plus he's got an interception and a fumble recovery. The other fumble recovery, Jared Bricker on the second series of the game from Ambridge. They fumbled it away, Bricker with a recovery. So Knock has gotten three turnovers, but the Knights did turn it over once, as we said, right near the halftime. So it was really inconsequential.
Right, right. It was a pass that was caught, and as the receiver got banged around and was trying to get out of bounds, the ball came loose, and it was recovered by Ambridge down around the 30-yard line of Ambridge. But the Bridgers unable to do anything with it.
And they had 9 seconds and ended up losing, I think, 10 yards on a sack. And the Bridgers really, Dave, I think, have run the ball once tonight.
Yes.
Everything else has been through the air.
Yeah, they've tried to go through the air a couple times successfully. But, boy, when they got down inside the red zone, the Knock Knight defense really clamped down. Four tries from inside about the one-yard line, and no score. They couldn't put it in.
Yep, they... did a good job, did the defense. Noah Campalong came in as Ambridge's quarterback for that series and actually had a nice run on it, but then they went on fourth down with a sort of a play action up the middle and a little throw over the top, a floater, and it just fell way beyond its intended receiver. Otherwise, the Bridgers would have gotten on the board in this one. But the Knock Knights leading in the game 14-0. Other games tonight, Mars is at Indiana. Montour is at Blackhawk. Highlands at South Fayette. And the non-conference game, Newcastle at Ringgold. And really the only one we've heard on is Montour. And they were up 28-0 on Blackhawk in that game. So we have no other scores to report.
In the second quarter.
Yeah, somewhere, I believe, in the second quarter, you're right.
Fast first half here in Knock High School tonight.
Yeah, it really was.
We were done with the first half before 8 o'clock.
And in a game where you also have, you know, Ambridge throwing the ball as much as they're throwing it, and still to be as fast as the game as we had was pretty much something. All right, so we're awaiting the return of both teams to the field, and we'll be back with a kickoff in the start of the second half with the Knock Knights leading 14-0 over the Bridgers of Ambridge right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
I'm back at Saxonburg. I'm Scott Briggs. That's Dave Bacon right over there, and we're getting ready to start the second half of tonight's game. Knock and Ambridge. Bridger's hanging around here. Knock Knights leading 14 to nothing, but have pretty much dominated this game. The Bridgers with one big play. That is 61-yard lateral, essentially. It was a behind-the-line pass that ended up going for 61 yards.
Was it originally stopped for a loss? But
should have been stopped for a loss.
The receiver got away, and 61 yards later.
And I think if you go back and listen to it, you'll hear defensive coordinator Matt Savannah, who's in the booth next to us, screaming at his guys after that one. Matt was not happy with the way those guys were tackling there. They certainly gave it up. Well, the Knock Knights will be back in action next Friday night for quite possibly their final game of the year as they host the Mars Planets. We are awaiting the scores from other games to see if Knox still has a chance at the playoffs. But we won't know that until the night is over. But you got to get through this one first. And right now the Bridgers hanging around trailing Knox 14 to nothing. On a what's becoming a chilly night, but a perfect night for football. Here in Saxonburg.
Cooled off pretty quickly. It was in the early 70s, or low 70s.
Yeah, beautiful
game
day.
Game time, beautiful day, and boy, as soon as the sun went down, so did the temperature.
But that's what happens this time of year.
Yeah.
It is October, and we've been fortunate to a pretty good season in terms of weather. I don't think we've had rain during a game. We had it right before the Montour game. I don't know that we had much rain during the game.
No, maybe a little drizzle here and there, but not anything to speak of.
Yeah. Also wanted to mention our best to the Knox soccer teams, the boys and girls soccer teams participating in the WPIAL playoffs. The Knox boys will take on Ambridge tomorrow at 3 p.m., and they'll play that game over at Mars, while the girls will play Monday night at 8 p.m. against South Park at South Park. So both teams in the playoffs. Of course, the Knock girls volleyball team finishing their season undefeated, 16-0, and should be the number one seed in their playoffs. So congratulations to Diane Geist and the Knock girls volleyball team. Perfect season. See if they can keep it going. We'll know more about their playoff seedings, I think, probably coming up next week. But not bad. Boys and girls soccer, girls volleyball in the playoffs. See if we can get the boys' football team there. Second half, Ambridge will get the football. And Knock will be on defense. And again, a decent crowd here with all the little cheerleaders, but now the little cheerleaders have gone home. I don't know whether mom and dad left or they're staying and watch the game. It's the thing, you bring mom and dad out with a little cheerleader, and then when the game's over, they all go home. Because the little cheerleaders don't little cheer in the second half.
No, they just little cheer till halftime. And
they do the same thing in basketball. They little cheer till halftime, and then they go home. So Knights will kick off to Ambridge. And the Knights will defend the goal line closest to the school here in Saxonburg on the natural grass surface. It looks pretty good shape, starting to thin out a little bit. But the weather has been about perfect this fall for soccer and football.
They've kept it watered well,
yep.
Unlike my lawn, which burned out back in September.
All right, we're set to go here second half. Devon Locust back deep to receive for Ambridge along with Damari Jones. And here comes the kick. Jones will wait for it, bounces, fields it at the 10. Jones at the 15, the 20,
flags
25.
Down.
Flags, as you say, across the 25 to the 26. And that's usually a block in the back or a hold. Let's see. So the maul will be marked at the 25. Holding against the Bridgers on the kick return, we'll take it back to the 15-yard line. So to start the second half, Ambridge will start in a hole at the 15. And the knock defense on the field. Again, two interceptions and a fumble recovery for the defense tonight so far. Again, playing without Matt Goodland, who broke his wrist against Newcastle and is done for the year. Also playing without A.J. Karenbauer. And here come the Bridgers again. Robbie Thompson, the quarterback. And Thompson, 1-2, looks, throws into the flat, picked off by Jim Johnston, and he'll return it for the pick six. Jim Johnston timed it perfectly, and down the near sideline for the INT pick six.
Not the way the Bridgers wanted to start this second half, Scott.
Now perfectly timed by Johnson.
Fourth turnover by the Bridgers in the game. And we're just 15 seconds into the second half.
And three interceptions. Time to go to the book. Here's the extra point by Matt Gore. Ball is down. Gore's under it. Puts it up and puts it through. And it's 21-0 in favor of Knock, just underway here in the second half. And you had to figure that one was coming at some point, Dave, the way the Bridgers throwing the ball so quickly, and they go into that bunch, and it's tough to sometimes pick out the open receiver.
Yeah, and Jim Johnston stepped right in front of it. Like you said, timed it perfectly. Watched the eyes of the quarterback and curled right into that pass and took it to the house.
That is our second interception return for a touchdown this year. Ivan Stapchuk did it earlier this season against Indiana. Knock intercepted three passes in that game against Indiana. So here's the kickoff yet again by Matt Gore. This time a high spinner fielded at the 10-yard line by Locust. Locust looks for a seam up the middle, spun around and down at about the 21-yard line. And I don't see any laundry on the field here for the Bridgers.
It's been a fairly penalty-free game.
It really has.
I count up three. Two by the Knights in the first half, one by Ambridge in the second half so far. Of course, we're only 22 seconds into
That's
the second
good
half.
Good point. All right, here come the Bridgers. We'll try to get something going here. Again, four receivers in the pattern for Thompson. He's back, pitches to the right side, but whistles and bells and dings and dangs before the start of the play. Illegal procedure against Ambridge. That's the first of those types of penalties we've had at all tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll do this again. This time, three receivers to the right side, single receiver to the left. Single setback, Makai Robinson. And back to throw, looking right. Now stepping up in the pocket, getting away from one guy. Still on his feet, rolling to his right, looking for a place to throw. Out into the flat and through the hands of a receiver.
That's Noah Campalong in there now, quarterback now, Scott.
Is it?
Yep.
He might be
alternating them here.
Well, he had a chance at it. Got away from a couple of guys again. We'll bring up second down, though, in 16 or 15 from the 16. Campalong. Again with a sidecar, four receivers. Knox shows blitz again, and again flags and whistles. and another procedure penalty against the Bridgers. You got to think Knock is probably making them a little nervous.
I would say. You get two or three of those big guys bouncing up and down at the line of scrimmage, just waiting for that ball to snap. Coming up second down and 20 now.
From the 11-yard line, here come the Bridgers, really burying themselves in a hole here. Knock has been stunning around. Those linebackers have been running up and back, and I think that's what's causing that. But Campalong now is back to throw at a straight drop. Now in trouble, rolling to his right. Running right, looking downfield, being chased, throws, pass caught. Downfield for a first down out across the 35 to the 37. Well, you got to like what you see about Noah Campalong, but there's a flag down.
Flag after the play, Scott.
This is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against Knock. And that's got to drive the coach crazy. So not only do you give them the first down, but they're going to tack on 15 more. And this will take it right about midfield. That's exactly where they're going to put it, right at midfield. So that's a 39-yard pickup for the Bridgers.
Well, the Knights started out this second half by putting a pick six on the board against the Bridgers, but they're still letting them hang around.
And they, again, Noah Campalong's done a nice job breaking some tackles. Knox tackling behind the line of scrimmage has not been real good. Here's a pitch running to the right and turning it upfield for a few yards is Navon Locust. And Locust takes it across the 45 and down to the 44 of Knock for a gain of six.
And, Scott, that's something that Ambridge didn't do at all in the first half, was run the football, not even pitch the football.
And they've had some success when they've done it. And that time picks up some yardage. I think they run a different style of offense when Noah Campalong is in there. Trips to the right now for the Bridgers from the Knock 44. Campalong rolling that way, now pitches. And the ball comes out of the hands of the ball carrier right into Jarrett Bricker's arms. The handoff went to Makai Robinson. He took three steps and the ball flew out. And then it was Jarrett Bricker who picks up his second turnover. Now he's got an interception and a fumble recovery.
Five turnovers by the Bridgers here tonight, and we're just at less than 2 minutes into the second half.
So Knock will get the ball at their own 42-yard line here with 10:14 to go in the third. Martin will split wide to the left. Knock with their first offensive possession of the second half. Hand off to Stapchuk up the middle. Stapchuk to the outside, breaks a tackle, and just gets across midfield and down to the Bridger 46-yard line.
Enough to move the sticks.
14-yard pickup on that one. And if it had not been for Dante Crum, he would still be running.
Yeah, Dante Crum got a hand in there and tripped him up just at the last second.
Crum is not healthy. He's sort of half-doubled over out there in the safety spot. Receiver to the right side in motion, Mullen far side, Stapchuk again. Nope, Mullen pitches, takes the pitch down the left sideline. Across the 40, 35, down the sideline and out of bounds there. Maybe the 34. Mullen with a pickup there of 14, 15 yards.
And another first down for Knock.
Really, the Knights have to play to the, because the safety for Ambridge is not healthy. Wojciechowski splits wide to the left, and the handoff, Stapchuk up the middle, Ivan just bowls his way, taking guys with him for another 10 or 12 yards, down to the Ambridge 22. We'll call that one 12 yards for Ivan Stapchuk.
Yeah, Scott, this hadn't worked that much in the first half. I think Knock has just been wearing these guys down.
I think you're right, Dave. I think, you know, you come out and you get that pick six, and now all of a sudden it takes a lot of wind out of their sails.
And then you start moving the football, and you get to midfield and turn it over.
First and 10, Knock. The Ambridge 22. Herod again. Stapchuk, right side. Stapchuk finding big holes, and he barrels down to the 10-yard line, maybe inside the 10. At the 9, it'll be first and goal knock.
Scott, that's the third first down on this drive.
And Ambridge will take a timeout. 9:09 to go here in the third quarter. Knock 21-0 with the lead and looking to score again. We'll take a break and be back to Saxonburg right after this timeout.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
First and goal, Knock Knights at the 9-yard line. 9:09 to go here in the third. Knock leading 21-0 over Ambridge. I'm Scott Briggs. That's Dave Bacon. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR Butler. And online, WISR680.com. And at the new Trib Live High School Sports Network. Knock will come out in the triple option. Setnar on the left, Mullen on the right, Stapchuk in the middle in the backfield. And Harrod will step under center. Motion to the left. And the hand. Oh, Harrod keeps it. And Harrod goes down. Nothing there. Jake was just wrapped up by Makai Robinson back at the 12. And I think that's been Makai's job. You wrap up the quarterback whether he has the ball or not. Second down.
Loss of three on the play.
And the play from the sideline. Jared Schreckengoss brings it in. 8:40 to go in the turning clock here in the third. And Schreckengoss will go to the left. Again, single defender on Schreckengoss. Harrod, motion man to the right. Harrod back to throw. Pressure off the outside. Fires into the flat. Ball is caught by Mullen, and he'll go out at the 6-yard line for a short gain there. But they get about half of it.
Get half of it.
Bring up third down and goal from the 6.
The way he went down there, Scott, I thought we were going to see a horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
Called.
Almost like they grabbed him by
kind
the back.
Swung him around. But no flag.
Third and goal for the Knights. Ojahowski splits wide to the near side. Short side of the field. Tarrant steps under center. Mullen goes motion far side to give it to Stapchuk. Stapchuk just takes guys with him to the end zone. And Ivan Stapchuk from 6 yards out.
The Knights double this score in the second half. And we're not only half, we're only halfway through the third quarter.
Well, and on that drive, Dave, it was mostly all Ivan Stapchuk.
He hadn't been able to do much as far as the big runs in the first half, but boy, here in the second half, he's just been breaking through people.
And Matt Gore looking for point number 28 for the Knock Knights. Out of the hole to Jake Harrod. And he's got it up and he's got it through. So Matt Gore with yet another extra point, 28-0. Knock Knights in the lead, 7:46 to go in the third. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
And the Knock Knights have been rock solid here in the second half.
How many other scores tonight have been as a result of turnovers? I'm thinking three.
I think you're probably right. Well, a pick six is one. The fumble recovery by Jared Bricker right there led to the Stapchuk score. We had the other recovery by Mullen. So, yeah, three of the four have all come after turnovers or as a result of a turnover. And again, the kick taken at the 10-yard line by Locust. Locust, he's got some speed if he can break free. And the Knights hold him up as he gets out to the 31-yard line. Pretty decent return by Navon Locust. And the Bridgers with the ball back at the 31. You heard Coach talking about Ambridge and Blackhawk a couple weeks ago, and that Blackhawk only scored defensively. And you can see how that could be an issue with Ambridge.
Yeah.
Bridgers now line up three receivers right side. Knox showing a big-time blitz. And Campalong will move things around a little bit. Knox with seven guys on the line of scrimmage looking to come, and they all do. They throw it out into the flat. The pass is caught out there by Robinson, and Robinson will get 3 yards, maybe three. Maybe only give him two out to the 34, 33-yard line.
A long two.
And Ambridge had that one play well. It threw it out as a screen to get away from the pressure. And I think Campalong may have called that just before the play as he looked back to his back. Three receivers right side now for the Bridgers. Single receiver left. Campalong waits for the snap. Here he goes back to throw again. Now in trouble and gets away from Grassy. Spins back. Now heads back the other way, being chased by Eric Green. And Green will come up and bring him down at the 20-yard line. You're not going to run away from Eric Green in most cases.
That's a 10-yard loss. It'll bring up third down and 20.
That actually may be like a 12-yard loss.
Yeah, you're right. They'll call it third and 21.
At the 20-yard line. Well, Campalong turned and he started running to the far side of the field, and Eric Green just chased him down. And Green is quick. So it'll be third down and a long ways to go for the Bridgers. Campalong, three receivers, bunched to the left, in tight. And Knock again, looks like they're going to come, and Campalong steps back, now steps up into the pocket, and Grassy's got him, and down he goes. Tanner Grassy with a sack, lose three more back to the 17.
That'll bring up fourth down and forever, and the punt unit comes out for both teams.
So the Knock defense doing their job here, and the Bridgers now forced to kick it away with 5.5 minutes to go. Next score, if the Knights can score here, we'll put the game into mercy rule. And here we go. Punter stands back at his 5-yard line. Wedge takes the punt there and gets it away. Fair catch called for and made by Schreckengoss down at the 47-yard line. Maybe the 46-yard line. So good field position for the Knock offense with 5:14 to go here in the third quarter, and an opportunity for the Knights to ice this one.
And for a very fast fourth quarter.
And this has been a fast-moving game all the way around. First and 10 Knock at the 46-yard line of Ambridge. Knights with scores here in the second half. Jim Johnson with a pick six. And I'm going to say that's probably about a 12-yard pick six or so.
I'd say.
12 to 15 because they were on the 15. And then Stapchuk with the run. And here's Stapchuk again left side. Stapchuk outside the 40, 35, 30. Through the hole in the middle, spun around. And Stapchuk will finally be brought down by Brendan King of Ambridge inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal Knock. Boy, Stapchuk Dave has put it into a different gear in this second half.
Yeah, as soon as he hits open space, he just kicks it up a notch and runs away and through people.
He's just been a monster in the second half. First and goal Knock from the 8-yard line. Two receivers right side. They go I formation. Harrod under center. And they'll give it to Stapchuk behind Mosby. And Stapchuk will bowl into the end zone for the touchdown from 8 yards out. His second touchdown in about 3 minutes.
Just leaving carnage in his wake, Scott.
8-yard run by Ivan Stapchuk with 4:36 to go. Just exactly 3 minutes and 10 seconds after his last one. And Matt Gore to attempt the extra point. Harrod will put it down, and Gore is under it, and puts it up and puts it through. So with 4:36 to go here in the third quarter, it's now mercy rule as Knock leads 35-0 over the Ambridge Bridgers in what's been a pretty impressive first 6 minutes or so, seven, 8 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, well, Scott, you and I were talking at halftime and said it's a lead, but it's a nervous lead because
that's
kind of letting the Bridgers hang around a little bit, but it's been all Knock here in this second half. And they've just been offensively just moving the ball down the field at will, defensively just annihilating Ambridge, really.
Ambridge with their last of three and out. The other one they had a little bit of a gain thanks to a Knock penalty, but then a fumble that Jarrett Bricker recovered turned into a Stapchuk touchdown of 6 yards, seven plays later. Stapchuk's 8-yard run here after about a 38-yard run before that. And again, the Bridgers, Navon Locust heads up across the 20, 25, has a little bit of room at the 30, and down he goes in a hump and a pile at about the 31-yard line.
And well, the clock will continue to return after this.
4:26 to go, and the clock only stops now when, Dave?
Let's see, for timeouts, for change of possession, injury on the field, or official's timeout?
And the clock starts. Bridgers with the ball at their own 30-yard line. And again, it remains Noah Campalong at quarterback. He definitely has been the better quarterback tonight for the Bridgers. He pitches the ball to the right side. And Robinson trying to go somewhere. Looks like Knock just took the ball right out of his hands. But they're going to rule him down. No, they're going to give it to Knock. They took the ball right out of his hands as he was going around. I don't know who it was that did it.
That's their third turnover of the quarter.
I don't know who took the fumble. Who got the fumble? Johnson. So Johnson has a pick and a fumble recovery.
Jim Johnston has been having a busy night.
He has. The Knights start at their 30. Hand off Savon Mosby, left side. Mosby inside the 35 and down close to the, or 25 to the 21-yard line for a gain of 9. I bet we see a lot of Savon right here.
Yep. We're going to start to see people sitting down, I think.
Well, and Savon Mosby, remember, just a junior. 5'11", 225.
We'll get to watch him pull off some excitement next year.
Yep. His first year as a Knock Knight. He'll line up in the I formations. Savon is the fullback. The tailback is Stapchuk. That's pretty awesome to begin with. Receivers split to either side for Herrett. Herrett. Pitch back Stapchuk. Stapchuk now going to have trouble here trying to find room. And Stapchuk will not get anywhere to go as Ambridge had that one pretty well figured out. He goes down at the 21 for no gain.
So it'll be third down and a very short one.
So Knock with three fumble recoveries and three interceptions and only three guys. And each one of them has a fumble recovery and an interception. Schreck and Goss to the left. Third down and a yard for the Knock Knights here. Herrett with a long count. Gives it off to Mosby. Big first down. Mosby down the middle. There he goes. The big guy takes it in from 21 yards out for his first Knock touchdown. Basically untouched.
They blew a nice hole for him up front, and he just galloped through it, and he was off to the races.
And I wouldn't have wanted to get in front of him.
No.
He just found a big hole, and through it he went. And Savon Mosby gets rewarded for his efforts as a fullback. And the extra point to come. And actually, Mosby is the long snapper, I think. Herrett waits. High snap. Handled well by Herrett. Got it down, and Gore got it through. Great job by Jake Herrett to bring down that snap. And Savon must have been a little excited. on that one. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter, and it's 42-0 in favor of the Knock Knights. As Saban Mosby on a 21-yard run following the Jim Johnson fumble recovery. And that was a fumble steal. That wasn't a recovery. Johnson took that out of the ball carrier's hand as he was going to the ground.
He just grabbed it and ripped it out, which counts.
It does. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. And the Knock Knights comfortably up 42-0 and in control. What an outburst by the Knights here in this quarter.
We've been in Mercy Rule for what, about a minute?
Yeah. Four scores, 28 points by Knock in this quarter. And here's Gore's kickoff. And again, Locust fields it at the 12. Goes to his right, looks to turn it upfield. Nice job by Chase Mullen to get in his way, but he's able to skirt back. And Mullen gets up off the ground after nearly knocking. Oh, no, I guess that's not Mullen. That was Schreckengoss. But Mullen took on a blocker and just about sent him into tomorrow. And with 1:45 to go here in the third quarter, the Bridgers will get the ball at their own 37-yard line following a nice return by Navon Locust.
The Locust returns have been pretty entertaining tonight, Scott.
He's a pretty good runner.
Yes, he is.
And the Bridgers will stay with Noah Campalong. Again, this time two backs in the backfield, one deep, one up front. And Campalong will fake it and roll right, dumps it out into the flat, and the ball is dropped by his intended receiver, Montel Jarrett. Incomplete. Bring up second down and 10.
And we're under a minute to play here in quarter number 3. So we'll have about one more play before we begin the fourth quarter. And here come the Bridgers.
They'll put three receivers near side, single to the far, pretty much the same set. Knox shows a rush of three. Campalong is back, and Campalong going down the far sideline's got a man down there and makes the catch. LaMonica Seymour. Chase Mullen fell down on his way over to cover. And Seymour able to make the catch at the Knock 43. And a timeout on the field as one of the Bridgers is down. One of the linemen, Jacob Troutman. And Troutman is up and on his own power heading to the far sideline. Oh, he heads back to the...
I thought there might have been a whistle on that play or a flag on that play because it seemed like a lot of people just stopped partway through right before Campalong threw the pass.
Yeah. Well, not sure what happened here, whether there's a timeout charged or not. They're going to run the final 13 seconds off the quarter. So that's the end of 3, 42-0. Knock, we'll be back with fourth quarter action here from Saxonburg right after this timeout.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And back here to Knock High School, along with Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs, and the Knock Knights lead in this one. Well, by a score of 42-0 as we start the fourth quarter in the Mercy Rule. And the Bridgers with the football at the Knock 43-yard line. Campalong with three backs in the backfield is back looking for the quick toss to the sideline. Pass is caught there. They go on the hook and lateral, and Chase Mullen not fooled at all. They go to Laconica Seymour, and Mullen's right there to drill him, but he still made the catch and picks up 6 or 7 yards. Haven't seen that run for quite some time.
Long time.
Haven't seen it run against Knock for a long, long time.
Seen Knock run it a couple times successfully.
From the 37, second down and 4. Campalong back, sets up the screen up the middle. And Savon Mosby with the tackle on the ball carrier, but he should be very close to first down yardage at the 33. And that's going to give him the first down, or is it going to be third down and a yard? No, they're going to give him the first down. And here we go, first and 10, Ambridge. Two wing backs for Campalong, and Campalong with a pitch back. Now they're going to have the throw back, and Knock has that defended well as well. I mean, Ambridge throwing a lot of things at Knock right now, Dave.
Yeah. Nice little throw back, and it was completed, but it was completed for a loss of a yard.
Yeah, Knock was not fooled. They had it pretty well defended.
Jim Johnston on the tackle.
Well, a loss of one makes it second down and 11. Clock down to 10 minutes to go. Four receivers, two to either side for Campalong. Knock looks to rush five, and they will. Campalong, quick toss to the sideline. They've run this pass successfully before, and that goes to Dawsey Crum. And Crum down at the 29-yard line.
Tackled by Mullen, and somebody else was over there waiting for him. It's third and about six.
We'll see what the Bridgers do here. Knock has, well, they've been blitzing those linebackers just about all night long and putting the pressure on whoever the quarterback has been. But Noah Campalong has had more success in that position. Again, four receivers, third down and long. Campalong back, here comes pressure, gets away from it to the outside. Campalong looking. Now he's going to tuck it away, and then is hit from behind by Eric Green and pushed down at the 28-yard line. Gain of only one. A fourth down and five to go.
And the Bridgers will go for it here.
Sure, why not?
Nothing to lose.
Why wouldn't you? The Knock Knights back in action Friday night. We'll finish out the season here at home against the Mars Planets. We invite you to join us here in Saxonburg. Kickoff slated for 7 o'clock against the arch-rival Planets. If you can't be here, join us here on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Fourth down for Bridgers, they need five. Campalong back to throw, rolling to his left, pressure coming from behind, throwing to the corner of the end zone, and it's overthrown. James Johnston with the
good coverage. Good coverage there.
And a little taunting by Johnston after the play. I'm surprised. I thought maybe the official would have flagged that one. I mean, he turned around and looked at the defender sitting in the end zone and waved it off. I'm surprised. I thought maybe he'd get gut flagged for that one. Conica Seymour comes back from the end zone, and he's holding his right arm. Knights come out, and we still have the starting offense on the field. Harrits under center. Stapchuk with the ball. Ivan. Across the middle, first down as he gets up across the 35 to the 38-yard line. His drive starting at the 28-yard line. That'll be a first down as he gets to the 39.
Now some clean jerseys coming in from the for the Knights. Heath Ertis into the game.
Yeah, got to get these guys out. Stapchuk out.
Evan Wynn is in offensively.
So Heath Ertis will take charge, and Wynn will split wide to the right side. Jim Johnston is now in at the Stapchuk position. And he's got the football, and Johnston into the line, and he'll get wrapped up quickly by Montel Jarrett for no gain.
Not a real clean exchange between he and Ertis.
At the 39, second down and 10, clock at 6.5 minutes to go. Knock leading 42-0. It was 14-0 at the half. Knock scoring 28 points in the third quarter on successive possessions.
Ambridge turned the ball over three times in the third quarter alone. Six on the night.
Three fumbles, three interceptions. Second and long for Ertis. And Ertis again, Johnston. Johnston up the middle, and he will get the first down, and flags come down. Johnston got all the way to the 49 and driven back to the 42.
We'll see
but there's
where
the flag down.
It may be a moot point.
Yep, it is. Hold against Knock. We'll bring it back. Flag sits at the 30, at the 42-yard line. So they'll take it back to the 32. And Knock will lose 7 on that play. But keep the down. It'll be second down and 17. But more importantly, it just turns the clock.
Yep. 5:25 and turning.
So in some instances, a penalty doesn't hurt you. And Evan Wynn with a play from the sideline for the Knights. He'll come to the near side. Again, Johnston for Stapchuk in the backfield. And again, it'll be Johnston, and he'll get the penalty yardage back. Well, no, he'll get 6 of those penalty yards back out to the 38. Third and 11 for Knock. And like Stapchuk, Johnston is fast.
Yes.
Not quite as beefy yet.
Not yet.
But he is fast.
But he's only a sophomore, too. And he actually saw a lot of playing time, or a fair bit of playing time at that position last year as a freshman.
Especially early in the season.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jim Johnston with a pick 6 tonight to start the second half. Third down and 11 for Heath Ertis, in at quarterback for the Knock Knights. Puts man in motion, and he'll come to the left side, gives it to Johnston, and Johnston hit at the line of scrimmage and pretty much goes for a yard to the 41. And it'll bring up fourth down, and Chase Mullen will come on and punt it away.
Clock turns under 4 minutes to play.
And you know, Knock in that situation, they're not going to throw the football.
No.
Navon Locust back to take the punt here from Mullen. He'll kick from his 25-yard line. Mullen waits, gets the kick away, and Locust goes back. Ball bounces. Locust, he'll field it and then come up the near sideline. Not a wise move. Savon Mosby back there tripped him up. Boy, does Mosby get down the field in a hurry.
For a big man, he can move.
So with 3:19 to go in the game and the clock still turning, Knock up 42-0. The Bridgers will start at their own 27. Clock did not stop on the change of possession. I thought they did, but evidently not.
I thought they did too.
Maybe when you're up by another touchdown.
Could be.
All right, camp along. Again, 4 receivers. Knock pretty much with the same starters, although Campalong's back to throw. Now he has room to run if he wants, and he'll start and take off. Campalong goes up. Now he's pushed backwards by Jim Johnston, and the flag comes down. That's an illegal block. Johnston will haul him down for no gain after Campalong had to be 5 or 6 yards upfield.
Yeah.
And then Johnston sort of forced him back downfield. And there are a couple illegal blocks against the Bridgers. I saw 2 of them.
Yeah, I saw at least 1.
So they're going to march them back even further. And with 2:03 to go, the clock stops on the penalty.
It's still running.
For a minute there it stopped. And the ball back now at the 15-yard line. So the Knock Knights will pick up the win here tonight. Section record goes to 3-4, 3-5 on the season, with a chance to even up their section record next Friday night against Mars here in Saxonburg. Three receivers come to the wide side, single receiver to the left side. Campalong back to throw and drops the football. It's on the ground. Nobody seems to want it. Battle for the ball there. Not sure who has it at the 10-yard line. They're going to say the Bridgers got it back. Right, that ball just sat there, David, for a long time.
I think everybody was so shocked to see it sitting there.
Nobody could find it. So it'll be second down now and about 27 or 28 for the Bridgers from the 11-yard line. And this may be the final play of the game. Well, Mambridge, you know, take a knee here. What the heck? Well, here they're going to run a play. Campalong back, throws to the side. And the pass is caught at the 15-yard line. And coming up the near sideline and crunched is Crum. His pass to Crum, and Crum is slow to get up as he got nailed by three or four Knock Knights, and that should be the final play of tonight's game. The Bridgers fall to Knock as the Knights with a home victory for head coach Frank Whalen will win this one 42-0. We'll be back to recap tonight's Knock victory from Saxonburg right after this timeout.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Michael, what are you wearing?
These are doctor's scrubs, Mr. Schneider. Got some healing to do.
Ah, because all the furnace rejuvenation calls we're getting?
Rejuvenations are even more important than tune-ups.
That's true.
We deep clean your system to remove every speck of dust.
Breathing new life into your furnace.
Making them work like the day they were born.
Doctors deliver babies. I get it.
And you do not want carbon monoxide leaks.
So deadly.
You need to call Schneider's 1 hour
before you turn your furnace on.
We'll keep your family safe by keeping your furnace healthy.
I see what you did there.
We don't call them rejuvenations for nothing.
And we guarantee no breakdowns for 6 months.
Or we give your money back towards repair.
Let's get to work.
You gonna put on some scrubs too, Mr. Schneider?
I'll just keep my Schneider's uniform on.
Time for a house call from Schneider's 1 hour.
Here, you dropped your stethoscope.
Oh, thanks.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's now time for the Knock Postgame Show, a wrap-up of tonight's Knock High School football game. Remember, you can listen to this game anytime online at WISR680.com or on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Now back to Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon live from the press box.
And here we are in Saxonburg, where the Knock Knights come away with a 42-0 win over the Bridgers of Ambridge. Ambridge continues to struggle to get anything going, and they've really struggled on offense tonight. I think ran the ball maybe twice, three times, a couple times just because there was no one to throw to.
Yeah.
And just we're throwing the ball all over the place with little success. And they give the Knock Knights defense credit. They put a lot of pressure on the Bridgers. And forced them to do that. They had to throw the ball. They had about 2 seconds to throw.
Yeah, and they were lucky to only have one turnover in the first half, but the disaster struck in the second half as the Bridgers gave the ball away five times in the second half, and that was kind of their bugaboo tonight.
Well, in the game itself, the first half was the first quarter was scoreless. Neither team really could get much of anything going. Knock missed a few pass opportunities where they had wide-open receivers. And could have started to blow the game open in the first half, but really struggled to get the 14 points. Jake Harrett with two runs for scores in the first half on runs of 4 and 8 yards. But mixed in there was Chase Mullen with a fumble recovery and an interception, and Jarrett Bricker with an interception in the first half. Led to the Jake Harrett second touchdown. It was 14-0. The Bridgers almost had an opportunity. They got a big play and got down near the goal line, but the Knock Knights able to hold them and force them to turn it over on downs after the Bridgers had got a big play and got deep into their own end or into the Knock end, but could not make it happen. And the Knights able to hang on there. Otherwise, it could have been 14-7 at halftime.
Yeah, very, very well, but it could have been 14. It could have been 28-0 had his passes connected. But in the second half, the Knock defense started clicking, and the offense followed.
Yeah, the Knights in the second half. Bridgers had the ball, and on the first play of the second half, it was Jim Johnston with a pick six from 12 yards away, and it made it 21-0. And the Bridgers got the ball back, fumbled it away. Jarrett Bricker with a fumble recovery. That turned into a touchdown. Seven plays later is Ivan Stapchuk, who turned it up a notch or two in the second half. Had a 6-yard run. A little bit later, an 8-yard run to make it 35-0. Then there was another fumble. This recovered by Jim Johnston.
Jim Johnston, yeah.
And then Savon Mosby capped that one off 3 yards later, or 3 plays later, with a 21-yard run to make it 42-0. So he had three guys tonight with a fumble recovery and a pass interception. You had Jarrett Bricker, you had Jim Johnston, and you had Chase Mullen. Not bad. Three guys, 6 turnovers between the three of them.
Yeah, and the tail goes on in the first downs even. Knock 15 first downs in the game, and Ambridge with only 6.
And a couple of those came on as some big pass plays or some plays where they just sort of escaped for a little while. And Knock, though, bent but did not give up any points to the Bridgers here tonight. And really, Ambridge's offense just really, really struggled. They started with Robbie Thompson at quarterback, and he struggled mightily. Noah Campalong, the sophomore, came in most of the second half. And I didn't think he played too bad, Dave.
No, he didn't. He threw a pick the first pass he threw in the first half. And they put Thompson back in for a while. But after Campalong settled down, he did well. He was being harassed by the Knock defense a lot tonight, though.
And he had some legs. I mean,
yes.
He was able to run the football side to side, found a couple receivers downfield. So they've got something there, perhaps in Noah Campalong for future years.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore, and it's a program that's building. They've got, you see some progress already. They've got a bigger roster this year than they did last year. And it takes a while. It takes years to put together a program and be successful. And they'll do it down at Ambridge. That's a very storied program down there.
Yeah, and was impressed with the play of Navon Locust on kick returns. Did a nice job. They've got some guys down there that perhaps they can begin to turn the program around and get things going in the right direction. For the Knock Knights, good to pick up the home win. And get things set up for next Friday night against the Mars Planets. That's always a big game no matter what. And it could be that the Knights are going to have an opportunity to, if not make the playoffs, at least eliminate Mars from the playoffs.
You can be able to play the spoiler, and that's happened before a lot between these two schools over the years.
Well, it may or may not be the case tonight. Mars is at Indiana, so if the Planets win there, it pretty much it does take Knock out of any playoff contention. But the Highlands was at South Fayette, and unless Highlands pulls off the major upset, then it pretty well is done.
Upset of the century.
Yeah, it would be Newcastle and Mars, the final two, that make the playoffs behind South Fayette and Montour. Next Friday night, Knock will host the Planets. Blackhawk will be at Newcastle, Indiana at Highlands, and South Fayette at Montour. That's the big one. That's for the conference title right there.
Yep.
Next Friday night. So interesting how that winds up. That game's the last game of the season.
Think somebody planned that?
They must have. It's South Fayette and Montour in the final game of the season in conference play. We'll see how that shapes out. Well, that'll wrap things up here from Saxonburg, where the Knock Knights come away with the win. Jake Herrett with two touchdowns. Ivan Stapchuk with two touchdowns. Jim Johnson with a pick six. And Savon Mosby with a 21-yard run, and that's where the Knights get their scores. And again, three interceptions, three fumble recoveries. Good night for the Knock defense. Got to set them up well for the Planets.
Yep. That's always a good game, the Knock Knights and the Mars Planets. And, again, there's always an opportunity for an upset, even if it's meaningless. It always feels good to win.
Absolutely, and get things moving in the right direction for the following year. All right, well, that'll wrap things up here from Saxonburg. Best of luck to the Knock soccer teams. The boys will play tomorrow afternoon at 3 over at Mars against Ambridge. And the girls will play on Monday at 8 o'clock against South Park at South Park. So best of luck to the Knock soccer teams as they get started in the WPIAL playoffs. That'll wrap things up here from Saxonburg. For Justin Glagola back in the studio and Dave Bacon alongside, I'm Scott Briggs saying so long. The final again. The Knock Knights 42, the Bridgers of Ambridge nothing. The Trib Live High School Sports Scoreboard Show coming up in about 15 minutes right here on WISR. WISR 680 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for tonight's live broadcast of the 2017 Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler and online at WISR680.com and the MSA Sports Network. This broadcast was brought to you in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health Systems Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Join us again next time for Knock Football here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network.